الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب. This is the last ruku of the Surah Ali Imran. And the virtues of it is mentioned in Hadith. A person who reads this ruku, which is about 2 pages at night, he gets the sawab of making the whole night ibadat. So we should try after sunset, after Maghrib, as soon as possible, we should try and read this ruku at night, and then we get the sawab of making the whole night ibadat. If we make our Isha and Fajr with Jamaat, that's another night, whole night's ibadat. So we can score so greatly, so easily. And if we read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, we get the sawab of making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr, which is 1,000 months, and which is 30,000 nights. That one night, we get the sawab of making ibadat for 30,000 nights, plus this another night. Plus if we read our Fajr and Isha with Jamaat, another whole night's ibadat sawab. So we can really score, and for that is for what Allah has put us in this world. In the last ayat of the previous ruku, Allah said, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All sovereignty, kingdom, ownership of the entire skies and the earth is solely Allah Ta'ala's. And that Allah has got power over each and everything. Now in this ruku, Allah is explaining that great qudrat of His. And for us to see it, that was just a brief sort of the heading. And now the details of it, Allah Ta'ala is explaining in this ruku. That is, in the creations of the heavens and the earth, the changing of the night and the day, in these are clear signs for people of intelligence. Then what is this intelligence? That from the creation, they reach the Creator. They recognize Allah Ta'ala. Looking at the creation, they recognize Allah Ta'ala. Just as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also desired so much to see Allah Ta'ala. And he said, Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh Allah, let me have a look at you. How beautiful, how wonderful, how magnificent you are. Allah Ta'ala said in this world, nan tarani. You cannot see me. You haven't got the capacity. Your eyes are not of that caliber that you can see me yet. Walakin zur ilal jabal. But look at the mountain. And from all the mountain, all the creation of Allah, recognize me. So all the clear signs Allah Ta'ala has put everywhere, it is to recognize Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. One white man, English man, told Hazrat Shaykh al-Islam, Maulana Shabbir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, that you people in the Quran Sharif, you have been told that you should meditate and look into the heavens and the earth, the changing of the night and the day. That is all what has to do with astronomy. And in there, you should have found, you should have worked in that way, and you should have recognized what all these great creations of Allah Ta'ala are. You people did not do it, we did it. So we reached the moon with the Sputnik, Neil Armstrong, one theory that he reached the moon, and we did it, you people didn't do it. So Maulana replied and said that you people haven't achieved anything. All what you did, whether they did reach the moon, whether there was anything like that or not, is a different story also. And even if they did, all he asked, what did they bring from there? They said, some sand he brought from there. So wasn't there enough sand on the earth that he had to go, spend billions of dollars to go to the moon to bring sand from there? When there is more than enough sand on the earth. So that is all what you achieved. Whereas we staying on the ground, and we saw the changing of the night and the day, and we saw the creation of the heavens and the earth, and from the creation we reached, recognize Allah Ta'ala. And immediately it comes on the tongue of a believer, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَعْطِلًا. You have not created this in vain, we recognize you, your greatness. example is given that the palace of the king and all wonderful amenities, facilities, great magnificent things in the palace. People go and see the palace to see that what great things are there. And from there they recognize how wealthy the king is, what riches he has got, and what technology has gone into the making of this palace, what things there are, what features there are, etc. Amongst those people, there are crooks also. And they go with a different eye. They don't go and see to appreciate and all that, but they look more carefully than the other people also. But they are watching everything, that where is there a way that we can get into the palace and steal from here. When is the time when there is nobody around? Which are the weak spots and which are the places that we can get in? So they are crooks who go to the creation to steal the creation. And that is what the West do. They are only stealing from Allah's creation. And all, why the crook does all that? So that he can have a wonderful life in this world. Plenty of money, enjoyment in this world. So they are stealing from the creation to live it up in this world. And those people who really admire the king, they also go and see, but to appreciate the king, to see the greatness of the king. So in all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, the Ulul Albab, which the Quran refers to, the people of intelligence are those who see the creation and recognize the creator. And then they become obedient to the creator. They don't disobey him in any way. That is, those are the wise people. And the others are crooks, that they are also seeing Allah's creation, but to steal from Allah's creation and to live it up in this world. All the scientific things what they do is all for the enjoyment of this world. How life can become more easier, more pleasant, how you can enjoy in this life. That is all what their object and purpose is. And a true believer looks at all these things, and from the creation, he reaches the creator. And that is what Allah has encouraged us in this ayat and many other ayats. In fact, the whole Quran Sharif is to recognize Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Umm Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Ra'asul ilm ma'arifatullah. The king of all knowledge is the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And the very first verse of the Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who is Rabbul Alameen, is all the magnificence and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Right till the end of the Quran Sharif, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas, is all the greatness and the magnificence of Allah Ta'ala. And if a person pays a little attention to all this, and in that his niyat is correct. And what is this niyat which the Quran specifies? Yuriduna wajha. His irada, his niyat, his intention is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If he seeks the pleasure of Allah, then he will find. And also the translation of yuriduna wajha. Their intention is to see Allah, the wajh, the face of Allah. That is to see Allah, to see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. If that is a person's intention, whenever he reads any kitab, authentic, good kitab, he listens to any bayan, anything, he will find Allah Ta'ala. But we don't make that intention. Our intention is either in entertainment, or it is we have to increase our knowledge. Students who learn in a Darul Uloom also, all their intention is to increase their knowledge all the time. But the intention to find Allah, to see Allah Ta'ala as though we are seeing Him, that intention we don't make, so we don't find Allah. Because we haven't got that intention. We are in those circles, when we are in those places where Allah is manifest. Anyone can find Allah. Looking up in the skies, you can see Allah. Looking on the ground, you can see Allah. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Allah says, even in the earth, which is a dead thing, it's got like no life in it, nothing. But in there also, there are great signs
For the people who have got Iqan, who have got Yaqeen, they can see, even in there they see the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and even in yourselves are the great signs of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah is asking, why don't you see? Don't you see? Don't you see Allah's Qudrat? But because we haven't got that niyat, يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا, we are passing through life, we are seeing the great, great Qudrat of Allah, but we are not seeing Allah. And we don't find Allah. And if the sign of it that we find Allah, when the Muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, the first Allahu Akbar, it will shake us up. And that who is this great being? And that he is calling us now towards him. It will be a complete different attitude of a person. But unfortunately, we who regard ourselves as learned people, as pious people, Azan is going and we pay no attention to Azan. We carry on talking, laughing, whatever we are doing, we just carry on as if nothing is happening. What a great thing is happening, and how the system of the heavens and the earth is changing when Azan is taking place, but for us it means nothing. More than that, when we come in the masjid, and our first takbir of namaz, Allahu Akbar, it should shake us out of this world and put us into the realm of the akhirah. It should put us in front of Allah, the meeting with Allah. And when we go in sajda, that Allahu Akbar, going in sajda, and now we are lying by Allah Ta'ala, that should make us complete different people. But because we don't pay attention, and we pass our whole life listening to Azan, going to the masjid, making namaz, but no changes in our life. Our thinking is still like the kuffar. Our lifestyle is still like the kuffar. Whereas we had to be complete different people. This one occasion, this all Allah has explained in this ruku, and from there we can understand that why reading this ruku is the ibadat of the whole night. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and appreciate and enjoy these great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and not pass our whole life like blind zombies. We're just passing through and we're not seeing Allah at all. We're not finding Allah. We're making namaz and sajda also. Ramzan comes and Ramzan goes, but we don't find Allah Ta'ala. Namazes after namazes we are making, but, and this is not those people who are not coming to masjid, not those people who are not appreciating Ramzan, not those people who are not keeping roza. We who are doing all this, but we are not finding Allah. Got no intention even to find Allah Ta'ala. But that was the prime object for which Allah sent us in this world, to recognize Him, to find Him, to align with Him. As the poet says, Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Zami meri, asma mera. The earth is mine, the heavens are mine. Ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine whatsoever. So the thing is to find Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.